Luke 5, verses 1 to 11. One day, Jesus was standing on the shore of Lake Gennesaret while the people pushed their way up to him to listen to the word of God. He saw two boats pulled up on the beach. The fishermen had left them and were washing the nets. Jesus got into one of the boats, it belonged to Simon, and asked him to push off a little from the shore. Jesus sat in the boat and taught the crowd. When he finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Push the boat out further to the deep water, and you and your partners let down your nets for a catch." "Master," Simon answered, "we worked hard all night long and caught nothing, but if you say so, I will let down the nets." They let them down and caught such a large number of fish that the nets were about to break. So they motioned to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so full of fish that the boats were about to sink. When Simon Peter saw what had happened, he fell on his knees before Jesus and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." He and the others with him were all amazed at the large number of fish they had caught. The same was true of Simon's partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." They pulled the boats up on the beach, left everything, and followed Jesus.
Thank you. I'm going to invite Phil up now. He's just broken the microphone. Brilliant. We're just going to pray for Phil, and then I'm going to hand over. I'll just nip down from under there, otherwise I'll wreck the joint. Otherwise I'll forget what's going on. So let's pray together. Father God, we just thank you for Phil. We thank you for his ministry at the YMCA, for all that he is doing amongst the communities of Colchester and of Chelmsford. Father God, we pray for him now as he brings us your words. Father, we pray that you would speak clearly through him, that his words would be your words, and that his message will be your message, and it would be a message that goes to each of our hearts and touches us as we need. So, Father, pour out your blessing now on Phil, we pray. In your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Martin. Thanks very much for the opportunity to be here this evening. It's good to have fellowship and share in our work together. As Martin said, I'm the CEO of Chelmsford YMCA, also Colchester YMCA too. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the work of the YMCA, but also follow that scripture through and apply that to changing Chelmsford. We've got a number of friends and connections here at the Baptist Church, and it's been great to share fellowship over recent weeks. My son Cameron's part of Ozone and has been to Letton Hall on a regular basis. Derek Nash and I have worked out, Derek, it's 20 years that we were working together at Pilgrim's Hatch Baptist Church, 20 years ago. So Derek and I go back a long way. And Rachel Horn works for Chelmsford YMCA. She's my PA at Chelmsford YMCA, and she's on the sound desk tonight. So she has all the power. I asked her which one's the mute button, and I could check where her hand goes. So she's got the power, so I know what's going on tonight. Of course, I could confuse her, and but I wouldn't do that to her either. So we can do that as we go. It's been good to share fellowship with Paul Beasley Murray as well as with the YMCA and the Chelmsford Central Baptist Church. We've been getting to work together and share time together. Paul asked me in November. He said, "Phil, would you come and talk about the work of the YMCA at one of our evening services?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, that would be really nice." And he said, "Would you do it in the form of a sermon, perhaps, and do a pulpit swap in some way?" I thought, "Yeah, okay, that's fine." And I was praying about it and thinking about it and reflecting on a few thoughts. Okay, YMCA, pulpit, sermon, you know, what can I use for scripture? Okay, few ideas. And that was the sort of brief I had. Then I wrote an email to Martin about 8 days ago, and I said, you know, I've got a hymn I'd like to choose. Can you tell me what the order of service is like? And he sent me through the order of service, and the sermon title was now Changing Chelmsford, which I thought was a little ambitious to cover in one evening. But that's what our work is about for Chelmsford YMCA and for Central Baptist Church in our faith, in our mission, in our hope for the opportunities that we work at in these communities. We want to be about changing Chelmsford. And we're going to look at how we do that and the ways that we do that in the YMCA and how we can do that together. Very often when people think of the YMCA, I asked people, what do you know of the YMCA? And people sort of think about the dance moves from the 1970s disco song. So if you'd all like to stand up, no, I wouldn't do that to you. But very often, that's the first thing people think of, the YMCA. And so I want to spend some time tonight thinking a little bit more about the work of the YMCA. So there are, in England, 135 YMCAs. Each YMCA is autonomous and is its own registered charity. We don't have a head office. Each YMCA responds to the local needs that are around them. Each YMCA has its own board of trustees and have their own services and programmes that they deliver into their local setting. So if you've seen one YMCA, that's all you've seen, is one YMCA. Every YMCA is very, very different. We do follow key themes. This is the mission statement for the YMCA across England. We have a national body who are there to support us and represent us, and this is what's been agreed, that the YMCA is an inclusive Christian movement, transforming communities so that all young people truly belong, contribute and thrive. Now that's an enormously challenging mission statement. What does it mean to be inclusively Christian? How do we demonstrate that? All of our services and our programmes are open to people of all faiths and of none. How do we evict a resident when they say to us, call yourselves Christian? How do we exclude somebody when we're trying to be an inclusive Christian movement? So it's enormously challenging in our work. But we are about transforming communities, changing Chelmsford. That's what we want to be about in this town. And we'll talk about that more. And then it's really important that we feel people are able to belong, contribute and thrive. For many of the people that we work with, it's the first time they've felt accepted. The first time they feel they want to belong somewhere. And then out of that belonging, they begin to contribute, they volunteer, they put something back. And out of that, they grow. Can you hold off that one, actually, Richard? Sorry. Thank you. They begin to hold on. They begin to grow and thrive and develop very positively. So that's overarching work of the YMCA in England. That's our mission statement for our work across the whole of England. The YMCA started in 1844. Started by a young man who was 23 years old in St Paul's area of London. And he was a draper, and he was very concerned about the conditions that young people were working in. And as a young Christian man at the age of 23, he was concerned that the young people working in the factories for the cloth and draper business were not being looked after for their physical well-being, their mental well-being, or their spiritual well-being. And so the YMCA started to look at body, mind and spirit. And that's how the YMCA formed in 1844. And that's a really important theme for us, that body, mind, spirit, that holistic, integrated approach of our work still remains a really important factor. So coming on to Chelmsford YMCA, then, if we may. And this talks a little bit more about our work in Chelmsford. The YMCA in Chelmsford started in 1877. I wasn't there at the time, although my son might think so. And for us, we take that mission statement of the work of the YMCA in England and we apply it to Chelmsford. We say, what does it mean then to do our work with children, young people and families? That's the main emphasis of our work in Chelmsford. So we are motivated by our Christian faith. We're a Christian charity. Our board of members are Christian and our leadership team are Christian. Our vision is to build lives, hope and futures for children, young people and families. John 10:10, Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it in its fullness. We want to help people build positive lives. In Corinthians, the Bible says that these three remain, faith, hope and love. And we want to bring people hope. Not the hope it doesn't rain, or I hope I have a nice day tomorrow, but the hope of eternity, the hope of salvation, the hope of a better life and a better future because they know Jesus. And then everybody has a future ahead of them for our children and young people. We want to make sure that's as positive a future as possible. And our mission is to serve the needs of the local community. So that gives you a bit of background as to the YMCA history and the YMCA context. And that's important for you to understand how the YMCA works in all of its areas or so. So coming on again back to changing Chelmsford. How do we look at this scripture that we've read through? If you've got some Bibles in front of you, turn to Luke chapter 5 and follow through. And we're going to go through a few of these points as we go along. We change Chelmsford by working in the community. By being in the community. Verses 1 to 3 make clear that Jesus was in the midst of the community around him. He was on the edge of Lake Galilee, there, the Sea of Galilee. It would have been a huge, vibrant, buzzing kind of environment. There would have been people selling fish, people repairing nets, people buying and trading, and people getting ready to work. And Jesus was there. Jesus was in the midst of it. And Jesus changed that situation and changed that community by being in the midst of it, by being right in the heart of it. And this scripture shows that he was amongst people. He was building relationships with people. He was seeking to find ways of talking to people and bring news and bring hope into people's lives. And for us in the YMCA and for us in the Baptist Church, we are in the midst of our community. Jesus wasn't choosing his disciples through a prayer meeting alone. He wasn't electing them on a membership system, although that has its place, of course, in this church. He wasn't in a prayer meeting alone, away. He was in the midst of community. He was in the heart of working with people, seeking to identify what was required for people. Your child contact centre that you're referring to is in the heart of the community, a wonderful piece of work, so desperately needed in this area. For Chelmsford YMCA, we run 6 children's centres, Sure Start Children's Centres, that are for caring for children and families from the age of 0 up to school age. The government scheme for making sure that all children have the ability and families have the ability to come into contact with the services that they need to give them the best start in life. Those 6 children's centres are scattered across the community of Chelmsford. We run 7 out-of-school clubs, morning breakfast clubs and after-school clubs, in about 8 or 9 locations around Chelmsford from the schools. And we run holiday programmes for schools as well, on a regular basis during half-term and Easter and summer holidays. Our work takes us into the communities and we deliver that work around the community. And in those areas, that's how we seek to be changing Chelmsford. And those opportunities come across and we seek to apply those for us. We change Chelmsford by being in community. Next, we change Chelmsford by working hard. It is hard work. Youth work is hard work. People work is hard work. I sometimes wish we made buttons or bottle tops, but it isn't as rewarding. And this is hard work. The fishermen had been out in this story. The fishermen had been out all night, working all night, and they hadn't caught a thing. Here comes a carpenter who says, "Tell you what, I'll teach you how to fish." Jesus goes out into the boat, and he says, "Why don't you try it this way?" I wonder how they felt. Hang on a minute, I've been out all night and didn't get a thing. You're a carpenter, you're a teacher, what are you telling us to do? But Simon had worked all night on his boat and had nothing to show for it. Very often, our work with people can feel like that. We work hard and we don't feel we're getting anywhere. We feel hard and work hard and feel sometimes people are going backwards in their lives. But that's only our perspective. God is at work in people's lives. God is doing things that we don't know about. And in some of those stories of people's situations that were shared around the room are really encouraging, that God is at work in settings that we didn't know about. But it is hard work, and we have to persevere, and we have to keep pushing on. And just as we think it's getting harder and harder, that's the time when I reckon God turns up and actually has the biggest impact in people's lives. So Jesus says to them, "Throw the net over the other side," and then we'll see what happens next in a moment. For us, as I said earlier, our youth work is hard work. We run a number of youth clubs around the town for communities in Baddow, around the Chelmer Housing Partnership estate, up there on a Tuesday and a Thursday night drop-in for young people in the shop of parade there. We run a young carers group for people who are caring for their families. On a Wednesday night, we run a youth group for them. We have a Friday night Y Club night, and we're working with a music group, youth group as well. It's just started up on a Thursday night. One of my colleagues and Martin are looking at doing some youth work at the skate park, I understand, in Central Park, which I think is a brilliant idea. So often at the weekend, you see young people just hanging around there, making use of the facilities. It would be great if we can go and talk to them, just befriend them, just make relationship with them, be in the community again and provide some youth work. And it's hard work and we might not know what the results are. But slowly, changing Chelmsford will mean working hard. Have fun and make a difference, the slide says. Moving on, changing Chelmsford will mean solving problems through partnerships. So they throw their net over the other side of the boat. They catch a massive catch of fish, and they have a problem. It says there's so many fish, the boats begin to sink, the nets begin to fall apart, and they realise that actually they can't solve this problem on their own. They realise they have to call to their partners, they have to work alongside somebody else, and then that helps solve the problem. Working in our community, working hard, means working in partnership. The old problems of society aren't going to be solved with the old solutions. We're going to need some new solutions. We're going to need some new ways of working. We've got 1 million unemployed young people in this country. That's a generational impact for 25 years. We've got to find some new solutions to resolving these issues. Partnership working, new ways of working, and waiting on God to know what the right thing to do in training young people and providing services in our community to change the lives of young people. So changing a society, change is messy. Change doesn't always go to plan. Change isn't always easy. Change is challenging. We know that at the YMCA in the last year or so. And I'm sure many churches and many organisations face challenging change as time goes on. We have to think differently about solving problems. As we do seek to move forward together in changing Chelmsford and addressing new opportunities in the community, so there will be issues that arise that we haven't foreseen, that we hadn't planned for, that we hadn't responded to. We're going to have to find some new solutions, take some risks, build some new partnerships, build some new relationships, and be prepared to solve these problems together. Changing Chelmsford will involve solving problems through partnerships. For us, our partners at the YMCA are very much local schools. We provide services to local schools to keep children and young people in school. We work with about 10 or 12 local schools, primary and secondary, and we're working closely with children who don't attend very often or are at risk of exclusion or whose academic attainment is not achieving high enough. The cost of excluding a young person from school is enormous. If we can keep them in school through youth work, through support, through working with the family, then they'll have a greater opportunity to stay in school, to achieve results, and to reduce the risk of unemployment in the future. So for us, we work in partnership with local schools, with local cluster groups of schools to keep children in school. That's an important part of our work. We're looking at partnering with the Baptist Church and the YMCA for the Frederick Chancellor building and the Genesis Home site that you've been very actively involved in. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a moment. Moving on, and I love this part of the passage. This next part of the passage I think is really interesting. There's a whole sermon in just this bit alone, and I haven't got time by any means. Change in Chelmsford will be done by knowing God. I love Simon's response when he realises who he's dealing with. A carpenter who's telling him how to fish. A busybody who's invaded his time off in the morning to push a couple of boats out into the lake. A teacher who can tell a few good stories. Hang on a minute, this is God. This is Jesus. This is the Saviour of the world. This is the Messiah. And he falls down to his knees and says, "Go away from me, for I am a sinful man." And it's very, very important for us that as we seek to change Chelmsford, it isn't us who changes Chelmsford. It's God who changes Chelmsford. We're his tools. We're his hands. We're his workers. But it's important for us that we know God through Jesus. If we read Jesus' life, we know what God is like. And as we look at Jesus, we know what we're like. Fallen, broken, sinful, forgiven, saved. So it's important for us as Christians that we focus on knowing God. What is it God's asking us to do? What is our place in God's plan? Simon knew that it was out of humility that he would fall to his knees and say, "I am a sinful man." But Jesus still chose him and said, "You're going to be an important part in my team for building the work that Jesus was there to do." So as we go forward in changing Chelmsford, it's vital that we know God. It's God who makes the difference. It's not us who do the work and take the glory. It has to be about God and knowing who God is. It is not in our strength. It's not for our recognition, but it is for God's. And that's what Simon Peter acknowledged in this moment when he fell to his knees and realised who it was he was dealing with. Jesus and God makes a difference. He calls us to work for him, and it's a privilege and an honour to do so. Finally, we will be changing Chelmsford by transforming lives. Simon Peter's life, James and John, is it, at the end of the... James and John, their lives were transformed through this experience of meeting Jesus. And they left everything and they went off and followed him. The title of this text is Jesus Calls His First Disciples. Our challenge tonight is that Jesus is still calling disciples. Are we prepared to follow him? The challenge for us in changing Chelmsford starts with us. That actually it's about our response to what Jesus and God is calling us to. And it is God who changes lives. Jesus and his Holy Spirit responding to our work and following him. And it's for us to think about how we choose to be involved in our local community, how we work hard and persevere, how we solve problems together, how well we know God and continue to grow in our knowledge of God, and how God works through us to transform our life, to enable him to transform others, to transform others as well. Let me read a couple of stories and testimonies of our work, just briefly, a couple of examples of what it is we do and a couple of things that you have a sense of. Let me tell you a little bit about Colchester YMCA quickly, because some of these stories relate to Colchester YMCA. Colchester YMCA is a 44-bedroom hostel for homeless young people. We house 44 16 to 24-year-olds. The average age of the young person we look after is about 18, and they stay with us for about 14 months. They come to us through a various ways of referral systems, and they are homeless, sofa surfing, staying with friends, but if they weren't in the YMCA, they would be registered as homeless. So that's a part of our work in Colchester. The title's Changing Chelmsford, but I'm going to expand that a little bit because I can. So this is Colchester YMCA, a little story of Colchester YMCA. Nick is still a resident at the YMCA. He's been there about 9 months, really lovely character. And he came through homelessness. He was kicked out of his family home. I think stepfather moved in, and he's gay, but he was kicked out of his family home. And he came to live at the YMCA. And this is what Nick said at our recent annual business meeting, our recent ABM. Since I've been living at Colchester YMCA, I've made friends. I've been able to accept myself for what I am. I've been able to find, to build bridges over family troubles. And most importantly, I've been able to be myself for the first time. I was shy, timid and depressed when I came first time through these doors. But now even I can't recognise myself. And he's got hope in his life and he's got a much brighter future and a much better opportunity. Another story here, Patrick. The YMCA showed me that there was always a future ahead of me. It was just a case of knowing where to find the right path. Greg came back to see us in the YMCA. He's gone into the army in Colchester. That's a fairly common thing to do in Colchester. And he's gone into the army. And Greg came back to see us and he literally said, "If it wasn't for the YMCA and the commitment of their staff, I wouldn't be where I am today." And he came back to invite the staff to his passing out parade at Colchester for the army because they wanted to support him in that way, and he was really proud to do that. Chelmsford YMCA, being at Chelmsford YMCA has impacted me a great deal and helped me with my self-esteem. That's Charlotte, and I did have another one. No, perhaps that's all there is. Yeah, perhaps that's it. There's loads of other stories that we've impacted in people's lives and doing more and more in that way. But, you know, we're very thankful for the opportunity to have grown out of our building. We've been at that building in Victoria Road, just up the road from the station, since about 1935, I think that building opened. And we've grown out of that building. And we, too, are looking for new premises. And so one of the key relationships we have with the Baptist Church is to consider the use of the Frederick Chancellor building next door. We're also talking to Genesis about the Ann Knight building, which is the old Quaker chapel on the corner there, because we'd like to use that for our nursery. So Genesis are a little bit surrounded at the moment because they're feeling that. But Genesis are in a difficult situation. They paid £35 million for that site in 2007. It's now estimated to be worth £15 million. They've lost £20 million on it in 4 years. And that's the biggest challenge for the Genesis Homes, is how they're going to retain their value in that site. But we can say to them, we can help you build a community on that site. They want to build 500 new homes on that site, and they're going to need community services, contact centre, childcare, toddler group, youth groups, all kinds of activities. So they're going to build a new community on this site, but they're going to need a lot of the stuff that we can offer. And if it isn't that site, then God will find another way for us to be working together. Our work is about changing Chelmsford. This scripture talks about how we are changed in ourselves and how we respond to that. But it talks about how we're involved in the local community. A few other ideas that I've got. Sorry, if we can go on to the last slide then, Richard, if you would, please. A few other areas. As I've mentioned, the Anglia Ruskin University site with Frederick Chancellor Building, the youth work at the skate park that we're looking at working together. I think it's really important that churches fellowship together through Churches Together, and we show unity, that the YMCA and the Baptist Church are working together and fellowshipping together. That's important. I'm aware that you were running an employment project for people who are out of work, and there's 1 million unemployed young people. You know, we can be working together for training young people into employment, and that's a vital need in this town, finding ways of doing that. And just praying and fellowshipping together, I think, are other ways that we can work together too. So I hope that there's opportunity for us to work together to change Chelmsford, to impact the lives of those people that we come into contact with. I hope you've learned a little bit more about the work of the YMCA. Check us out on the website. Our websites are very good. Rachel does them. They're excellent. She hasn't turned me off, so I must be doing okay. But have a look on the website. Have a chat to me afterwards if you want to know more about what we do, or just keep in touch. But, you know, I hope and pray that we can continue to work together with the Baptist Church and think about what opportunities there will be as time goes on.